Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah!
Happy New Year!
You are listening to The Ace, Alex Cardinale Entertainment Network, with your host, the crazy Alex Cardinale, from Springfield, Massachusetts. You can expect the unexpected on The Ace Network. Now, on to today's show.
Keep it lively and authentic. I am one, the only, the incomparable Alex Cardinale. Are you on the Ace? Well, you are now because you're listening live to the Ace Network. Hope all of you are doing great. I have a wonderful show in store for you tonight here on the Ace Network because I'm going to have my second guest on the show and the first guest for 2017. Now, our last guest, if you remember, was Chef Sean Gold. But today, I'm happy to say that today's guest is a great friend of mine, and he is a great man. Now, he hosts his very own podcast called Blossom City Radio, which is a podcast based on his local community of Red Bud, Illinois, and he has done a lot for his community with his podcast, including helping musicians, artists, and everyone in his community. I am incredibly proud of what he has accomplished. Our featured musician tonight will be Broniger, a wonderful musician with great music. Without further ado, please join me in welcoming Jeremy Stellhorn to the show. Jeremy, welcome to Ace Network. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Alex, how are you? I'm doing well.
I'm doing pretty good. It's Thursday, one day away from Friday, so I'm pretty excited.
Yep, I understand. We're getting a little bit colder weather again. We had a little warm spell. Now it's getting back down cold again. So we're kind of battling the weird Midwest weather.
Yeah, same over here. We're having snow, and I hate snow.
Yeah, same here. We had some snow. We lost it. It got up to 60 degrees and dropped 30 degrees the same night back into the 30s. So, you know, it's crazy Midwest weather. The wind's blowing like crazy.
That sucks. The weather's bipolar sometimes.
That it is. I was thinking that myself.
So tell us a little bit about yourself since this is the first time you're on Ace Network.
Okay, I'm Jeremy Stellhorn. I do Blossom City Radio, which I really love. It's kind of a podcast based in Southern Illinois, St. Louis area. I try to help local businesses, local artists, local musicians, and just kind of people of interest, you know, just something neat. Try to put out a good show for everybody. I got started here on your other network, and we kind of started working together, and then I enjoyed it, so I started my own little thing, and I really enjoy it. I've gotten to do some great interviews. If you get a chance, make sure to check it out. I'm a fish keeper. I really do love my fish. I don't do so many shows on the fish, but I work with the local fish store up here, Aquatic Treasures, who's really great. They've set me up with some really neat stuff. And, you know, as a hobbyist, I really enjoy the hobby. I'm kind of in the process of learning yet, but you know, I'm kind of getting to where I know what I want and how I want it. So, you know, I'm working on some shots for my tank or working on some setups for my tank again and stuff like that. I'm a union rep. I work at Western Illinois College. I take care of the custodial department up there. I work with them. So that's pretty much, you know, I'm a father. I got a little boy who's 9. That's pretty much who I am.
That sounds good. I must say that your podcast, Blossom City Radio, is excellent.
Thank you. I try. I like to put out the best show I possibly can with the limited budget I have. So it's really nice between my, you know. So I'm really excited about it and building it up for the future, I hope.
I see you definitely building up to be something really successful in the future.
I appreciate that, Alex.
You're welcome. So what are some of your favorite hobbies and things to do outside of podcasting and fish keeping?
I love hanging out and playing with my son. I raise orchids. I raise carnivorous plants. I have an interest in train sets. I don't have, you know, much of a train set. My son share a train set. He has a toy rocket that we kind of share. You know, just little hobbies that I can do with him. My son's autistic, so I do work with on some stuff for autism. I run cameras for special needs classrooms in Illinois. That's one of the groups that I work with. I run that site if ever anybody wants to check it out and see some of the stuff on there. I enjoy old cars. I have a 69 Cougar, which I really enjoy. It's in the process of needing some restoration, but I love the old cars. I like going to car shows and stuff like that. I enjoy fishing. I haven't been able to do too much of that. That's kind of what keeps me busy from keeping, you know, doing stuff around my house and spending family time.
That's awesome. They all sound like pretty much fun.
Yeah, I enjoy them. They're relaxing. I sometimes have some stress in my life, so, you know, there's nothing better than kind of growing your own garden or growing your orchids or checking out the carnivorous plants. It's kind of neat to watch them eat and just the different types. So that's really neat. Those are some of the interviews that I want to get a hold of and get done. I have some lined up. It's just trying to get the people and the time set up to do them is a little bit harder. I really enjoy the St. Louis Botanical Garden and the zoo and stuff like that. We do family trips up there. So that's what keeps me busy. I work, you know, so, and then I have the union and other, I'm a shop steward and I'm also on the union board. So that kind of, you know, keeps the time, you know, that I do that stuff too. So I do a little bit of everything.
That's awesome. So what is your favorite childhood food and dessert, if you don't mind me asking?
Lemon meringue pie is my favorite childhood food, or dessert. Food would probably be like a meatloaf or the tacos or, you know, those are stuff that my mom always made. But, you know, absolutely my grandma's and my mom's potato salad and stuffing are like my all-time favorites. Those are like the family known fors. I really love those. Nothing better than a good turkey dinner. We do those for our birthdays.
Oh, nice. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Mom usually will bake a turkey, and then we sit down and just have everybody over and just have a nice day visiting.
That's nice. That might be a tradition I might do for my birthday because I love turkey.
Yeah, we do it. It's a nice day. It's not like Thanksgiving where you got to rush and everybody's over, and you just kind of can have a nice dinner and a few desserts and just relax and spend time with the family. We play a lot of board games and card games, so we really enjoy that as a family, like my brothers and sisters and my grandma and my mom and my aunts and uncles. So, you know, it just kind of, you know, it makes for a nice night.
That's cool. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. Like I said, Alex, if you were closer, we'd have to have you down for a game of Sequence or Rummy.
Oh, I'd love to. Maybe someday I'll come visit you guys.
There you go. But, yeah, those are, like, similar of my favorites of those. You know, Becky makes a crazy meatloaf that's delicious, so I love her. It's a regular meatloaf, but Becky makes a great meatloaf and that, you know, you just really can't beat. And she makes a black bean chili that I really enjoy. So, and, of course, hot wings are an all-time favorite of mine. I'll be watching here them in a few days for my Cowboys game on Sunday, 3:45 or 3:15, I mean. So
awesome.
Eating some hot wings and rooting on my boys.
I'm actually happy you brought up the Cowboys, because that's my next question. I know you're actually a diehard Cowboys fan, so what attracted you to the Dallas Cowboys, and do you think the Cowboys are going to make the Super Bowl this year?
My grandpa was from Dallas, so growing up, that was everybody in the family was kind of, you know, raised into it. We got a little football for the boys, and they had a little, you know, stuff for the girls when they were born into it. So it was always a big thing, as you always got your Cowboys stuff. Grandpa was diehard religious Cowboys fan, so he never missed, you know. So just kind of we're raised into it. I was lucky enough to be, you know, in junior high or in high school during the big run for the Cowboys in the 90s. So, you know, it kind of cemented it. 89, they weren't a whole lot of fun when they weren't winning, but, you know, we still watched some of them, and then they got good, and then it just kind of stuck, and then now we've been kind of on that other end for the last few years. So I'm really excited about these Cowboys. I believe Green Bay is a great team. I don't want to get overly hyped up on the, you know, because you just never know what's going to happen. But I would love to see the Cowboys versus the Kansas City Chiefs. It would be the matchup I would really like to see. The Kansas City Chiefs actually used to be the Dallas Texans before they moved in, I think, like 61. So I think that'd be neat, a Dallas on Dallas in Houston. So, or former Dallas on Dallas in Houston. So I think that would be a neat matchup.
I think it would be an interesting one. I personally would like to see the Cowboys and the Patriots.
Yeah, I know. The Patriots are an awesome team. I'm hoping that Kansas City, because they're close to us, can knock them out. I like to see when some of those Midwest teams win, even if it is the Cubs, when they won the World Series. You know, as being from St. Louis area, I still, you know, it's still nice to see that the Cubs in the Illinois area had a little bit of success. So, you know, it's nice to see some of those other teams that aren't always in it, like the Patriots, you know, get in there and have their chance to shine, especially if they're in the Midwest. I was getting ready to do a Google search later on for a discussion I was having, as, you know, on out of all the Super Bowls, how many quarterbacks have actually won Super Bowls? You know, because a lot of them have multiple Super Bowls, so I was just trying to figure out what the number was of actual people who had won Super Bowls, if it was like maybe 30 out of the 51 or what. So it's just kind of something that I was wondering about.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because it seems
that's
like the Patriots, the Cowboys, you know, they have multiple. The Steelers have multiple. The 49ers have multiple. There's a big list of them. So there's certain teams that have won over and over and over again, and it's been the same quarterbacks that have done it. So it was just an interesting thought that I had in my mind. I haven't got a chance to look it up, but it's kind of things that pop into my head. So, but,
well, that's a cool thought. Maybe you'll learn it sometime when you look it up.
Yeah, I'll be checking it out here in a little bit. But, yeah, it's a conversation we had because – I kind of like to see, you know, of course, you know, I love to see my Cowboys win it, but I like to see some of the other teams that don't go that often and see a different city get to enjoy it. We got the Rams in there for 2 years back in 99 and 2000, so that was nice. We enjoyed that, you know. It was different. It was great for the city. So we got to see that.
I remember that. I was a kid then.
You're still a kid, Alex. No. You're still young. Yeah, that was big around here at that time. I was working at the grade schools at that time, and the kids were just going nuts. It was fun. It was a lot of fun to see how excited everybody got and how it brought the city together. And, you know, Kurt Warner had kind of one of those amazing seasons where he came out of nowhere, kind of like Dak Prescott's doing. So I'm hoping we see the Dallas version of it.
Me too. So what's it like living in Illinois?
I live in a real small rural area, a town of about 3,500 people, I guess. I live in a beautiful little small town called Redbud, Illinois. If you can see, I have City Hall on my page, but they decorate all the downtown like that with for Christmas. There's a great big cross where the intersection is, which is all lighted with the antique style lighting, and then they decorate all the buildings on Main Street and stuff, and all the trees. And you know, I mean, it's a big ordeal. It's a small town that bonds together, and it really takes care of everybody in there. And you know, it's just, it's really neat. I grew up in Waterloo, Illinois, which kind of grew bigger, so it kind of lost its small town charm. And then I moved down to Redbud, and I just really love it. It's a nice, quiet little town, and you know, it's surrounded by farmland. We used to farm when I was little, you know, so I respect all the hard work that the farmers do and stuff. And you know, I mean, people look out for each other, and just a great little small town. I've recently been hurt. My neighbors have been taking care of my lawn and stuff like that for me, you know, taking care of some of the leaves. They check on my family, make sure that they didn't need anything. You know, I mean, it's just amazing that the output of people that are local and by you, and you know, how they take care, they do take care of their neighbors, that even though you don't, you know, you're not relatives or whatever, you, and you don't see each other all that much, that people still think about each other, you know. So I really like that aspect of it. It's kind of the quintessential, you know, people call it Mayberry. We're not quite Mayberry, but it's low crime. It's, you know, kind of a middle income area. So it's nice. You know, just nice little town. You can't
That's
really,
awesome.
You know, I mean, you can go walk in the streets at any time, anywhere in town, and not really have to worry about anything. You know, I find it kind of funny because one time during the summer I was, you know, trying to lose some weight. I'm a bigger guy, and I went walking at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I guess some old lady saw me walking on the sidewalk, and she got worried about a strange fat guy walking around at night. So the police stopped me to see what I was doing, you know? So, you know, but everybody watches out for each other. It's a nice, safe little town. They don't even want fat guys walking. No, just kidding. But no, it's a great little town. It's a great little town. I love it.
Yeah, it sounds like a very fun town.
Mm-hmm. We have our stores like a local IGA, and we've had some of the restaurants. I just had the Horseshoe on as one of my guests on my show, which is a little restaurant in town there. And just, it's, you know, it's just a great little place to grow up. It's kind of like small town USA.
That's good to hear. Now, Blossom City Radio has done a lot for your community. What exactly have they done, and how big is Blossom City Radio in your community?
It's a small hobby podcast. I've done some stuff. We've helped with some kids in need. We've tried to raise some awareness. We've helped raise money for kids with cancer. I've helped, you know, find some bands, and I have some producers and promoters that follow my page, so I know that a couple of the musicians have been signed off of Blossom City Radio that have been heard, and we've helped linked up some of that. I mean, you know, I'm just a small fish in a big pond, but, you know, the ripples that I make have been kind of heard throughout. I've had a couple interviews in the newspaper. I'm a member of the Chamber of Commerce. You know, just neat stuff like that. I've done some GoFundMes to help people in need, you know, be whether, you know, if they were in an accident or just kind of had medical bills or just, you know, need help. So, you know, I've done stuff like that. I try to promote whatever events we have coming up, like the Glow Bingo coming up for Evansville Fire Department and different shows like that. You know, just try to highlight some of the cool things and interesting people, but then also, you know, try to bring an eye back to, you know, not everything's in St. Louis. It's worth the day trip out to find some of the interesting people and things outside of the St. Louis area.
That's awesome. So I think it's time for our quick intermission, which today is being brought to you by our featured musician, Broniger. I have to say thank you, Jeremy, for finding this great artist. I enjoy her music, and I'm honored to share her music with the Ace Network audience. So, Jeremy, would you like to share a few words about Broniger?
She's an amazing singer. She's out of Louisiana. She moved up to Nashville, Tennessee. She's just an awesome person. I've been in contact with her. She's under Norelli Entertainment. If there's any aspiring artists or comedians or whatever like that that are looking for somebody to get them worldwide acclaim, or, you know, be able to get them through different lengths and move them through the process, check out Norelli's Entertainment. Jen's a wonderful lady. They have running her under her, and she's getting ready to do some touring. I'm looking forward to when she comes to St. Louis. Just, you know, Bronninger's got an amazing voice. I love her voice. I found her on Reverb, and we've been basically talking and kind of become friends ever since. So I really enjoy your music. It's kind of one of those that's nice to sit back, get a glass of American Honey, and just kick back and relax, too, while you're listening to her music. So me personally, she's one of my ones that are my go-to musicians. I really enjoy her, and she's as sweet as sugar.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled interview for a very special segment of the show. Today we have a featured musician spotlight for our intermission. Jeremy and Alex are proud to feature some awesome music from Brayu Ninja. You are going to hear Let's Get Our Kinks Worked Out, Louisiana Girl, and Time Has a Way of Slipping By. Let's do it.
Let's get our kinks worked out. Let's get the fire burned out. Oh, say that I love you. It's like meeting someone for the first time. And then it's so nice to meet you. Until you find they got a lot of baggage, just like me and you. After all, that's what it's all about. That you're taking smile and alarm. Let's have fun until the right one comes along. Singing a song saying, I love you. So one, two, three, four. Hello, you take. Knock on my door. I don't need pull up a chair. Let's be friends. And when the night comes, lay down with me. But bring me no negativity. Hold me close, hold me tight, and say I love you. You call me a jerk, but try to make things work. Now I try to compromise, our words get tangled up. Next thing we say is that I hate you. But never mind, let's put it behind. Cause after all, it's just a part of us who wants attention. And at the end of the day, we'll both say we have our redemption. Get my door, come right on in, pull up a chair, let's be friends. And when the night comes, lay down with me, but bring me no negativity. Hold me close, hold me tight, and say I love you. Hold me tight.
I'm a girl from Louisiana. I'm way down from Baton Rouge. Walking down Bourbon Street, feeling the blues. I'm a girl on a mission. Let nothing get in my way. After all, I'm living for me today. With my pretty blue eyes and my pretty blonde hair, you can try to catch me somewhere out there. Lock my heels and I lock my tie. I know all the right moves, baby, and I know what feels right. Tight skirt, costume jewelry, and it's my button up. I like my button up shirt. From Baton Rouge, I'm the one they call Miss Nasty Attitude. Cutest baby girl that you ever, ever, ever see. Miss Nasty Attitude. Come on, baby, come swing with me. After all, I'm the cutest thing you've ever, ever seen. Value. Oh. are slipping by. Every moment you breathe, every breath you take, remember time has a way of slipping by.
Welcome back to the ACE Network. Tonight we have a very special guest here on ACE Network. We have Blossom City Radio host and owner Jeremy Stohorn on the show. Before we get back to our show, I'd like to say thank you to Brimager for providing those awesome songs for today's show. Now I'm going to finish my interview with Jeremy Stohorn, and then we're going to wrap up this awesome show. So, Jeremy, the next question I have for you is, would you like to work together starting this year where ACE Network can also play music from your musicians that you found?
Oh, definitely. Anything that you want to use, Alex, that's good for me, it's good for you, and it's good for the people who are doing it. That's why we do the music shows, is so that people get immersed to some of the music that they don't hear on the radio. There's so many amazing artists that are out there, and that, you know, I mean, just honestly, you know, are great artists. Maybe some are, you know, just right at that verge, but they're not as, you know, don't have the technology or all the stuff, but there's some incredible artists out there that haven't been heard, like, you know, Rhonda McClure that we had on the show before. I think she probably, with the right, you know, with the right people hearing her, probably could be on your radio almost every day.
That's
Bud
true.
Summer,
she has a phenomenal voice.
Music. Sound System, One Day. There are so many great bands out there that just haven't gotten the, you know, airplay that they deserve. So definitely there's
That's
so
true.
Many bands and musicians out there. Jill Hyde, I love her music. Amanda Ray, there's another one that I really enjoy for country. There's just so many. I've been blessed to work with so many different artists, and you know, it's just definitely, I love being able to share and let your audience hear what my audience gets to hear.
That's awesome. So I'm very excited for that. So what are your plans for
2017? Pay some bills, do some more shows. I have some fun ones that I want to try and get out. We're just kind of working on the details at the moment. You know, add some more plants and kind of finish up my tank the way I want it. Maybe do up another tank. I don't know yet. Just kind of live life and enjoy it. That's kind of where I'm at right now. You know, just kind of do my thing, get through and enjoy it, have fun. Make this year the best year yet. Last year I had some injuries and stuff that kind of held me back. This year, I'm hoping I heal up and, you know, best year yet.
That's awesome. And I want to remind my listeners that starting on January 31st, Ace Network is going to be syndicated with Blossom City Radio, and I'll be playing some of Blossom City Radio's episodes. So what do you think about that, Jeremy?
Awesome. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate that. I hope everybody enjoys the shows as much as I enjoy putting them out.
I'm sure they will. You have a great podcast, and I'm really proud of you that you entered podcasting and you're kicking ass with it. I'm really proud of you.
It was one of those things that I was on the fence on, but the shows went off pretty well. I had more of a following than I thought I would, and then, you know, now I went to Podbean, and I'm kind of doing my own thing, and it's still going pretty well, I think. And I got that niche audience that I really enjoy. It's great to have the fans and interact with them, see them as you go around town and talk with people and get some of their ideas and what your thoughts, you know, about the people that you put up or the things you do and the music you play. I really personally enjoy it, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how your fans enjoy it.
That's awesome. Me too as well. I want to thank you for being here tonight. I know you're not feeling well. I hope you feel better.
Thank you, Alex. I always enjoy sitting down and chatting with you. We always have a good time for text or for talk. So I appreciate you having me, and I appreciate everything you've done with me and for me. I know we work together as a team on a lot of stuff, and I really enjoy that. It's always fun to be able to bounce ideas off of each other and set up a good show, and hopefully people enjoy what we put out.
I agree 100% with you, and we'll definitely have you on the Ace Network again.
Awesome. We'll have to set something up. I know we've been talking about doing some fish shows and stuff like that, so looking forward to it.
Me as well. And I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning into today's show. I really encourage you to do Blossom City Radio search on Google. You'll love his podcast. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and thank you, Jeremy, for being a fantastic guest.
All right, thank you, Alex. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it, and thank you, everybody, for listening.
Good night, everybody.
Night out.
Thank you for listening to the Ace Network with the ace that runs this place, me, Alex Cardinelli. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I really appreciate your listening. Don't forget to check us out on social media. Give our Facebook page a like. Our Facebook page is Ace Network by Alex Cardinelli. You'll get show news, show updates, recipes that are coming out on our show, and show advertisements. You can find out when we're on air next. Like our fan page on Facebook, Ace Network by Alex Cardinelli. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, and TuneIn. Ace Network on those sites. You can find us on iTunes by searching Lunch with Alex Cardinelli. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day. And remember, you are the ace by listening to this show.